Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, it's that time of the week where we take a look at some of the stories from around the country. And Breakfast Briefing's Shane Beattie is with me in studio. You're back from the US, Shane. How was it?
Very good. I'll tell you, the jet lag has just hit me. I don't know if it's age or something, but I've been to America before, absolutely fine. This week, I am exhausted.
Tell me about it.
You're the same. You're in New York.
Yeah. I've been absolutely banjaxed for the last 3 days.
And this is only like a 5-hour flight across the Atlantic. I'm absolutely exhausted from it. Yes, lovely experience. Lots of great access. Got to see the White House and all that stuff. Yeah. An awful lot of work. I'm not used to doing that much work.
I love that you admit that. Fair play to you. Now.
What is that?
She's the key to the world, my friend. A priestess of the temple with a very harsh fate.
The system's been breaking down for ages.
What's going on? What's wrong with everyone?
Open up your eyes and take a look around. Do they look like people to you?
So that is, our first story is from Galway. That is a bit of anime. Are you a fan of anime?
No.
This passed me by totally.
So thankfully, I'm delighted you said that. Because
loads of people I know are. It's a genre that's just, I know absolutely nothing about. But that clip is from a 2010 series called Fractale. And the news this week is that Irish social media users have had their minds blown, according to Galway Bio, because a post went viral explaining why an animated Japanese show from over a decade ago is based in Galway, randomly. So anime big in Japan, you assume that it's all based
in Japan. Is anime the
genre?
Of movie.
It's a genre of Japanese cartoon, I think would be the best.
Right, okay.
I think, now you're asking the wrong person here. I think it's like Pokemon.
Okay, right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's why it passed me by.
Yeah, exactly the same. But anyway, there's a big show called Fractale from 2010. And people are only now working out that was actually based in Galway.
In Galway, why?
Yes.
Do we know where in Galway?
Well, all around Galway City, really. So there's 11 episodes in the show. It takes place on an island resembling a 22nd century Ireland. And some of the scenes are taken directly from modern day Galway City. Now, they don't call the Gardaí the guards or Gardaí.
Yeah.
But they do call them security or police. There's even a mention of Gaeilge as well while watching this Japanese show.
Amazing.
Which is blowing people's minds. Obviously, people are wondering why a Japanese creative team used Galway as the show's backdrop. However, we've been told that there is an official answer because there was a convention in the University of Galway and Fractale's director, Yutaka Yamamoto, attended the convention and he said Galway is one of his favourite places in the world. So inspired by Galway.
Connection.
And that's the connection for it. So
Brilliant.
Have a look for that Fractale based in Galway.
Check it out. Mm. Now, you're talking about the Bray to Greystones Cliff Walk reopening, but I suppose the scale of the work, Shane, that's needed.
Absolutely. Have you ever done the Bray to Greystones
Walk? No, I've great intentions, but just never happened.
Same. And I remember it got really popular during COVID, largely as we couldn't leave the country. So people were sort of discovering other bits of Ireland, and people every weekend were doing the Bray to Greystones Walk. I think some of my friends used to do that you'd leave one car in Bray, one car in Greystones, and walk between, or people would get the dart to one of the towns and then do the walk. Anyway, looks absolutely gorgeous. But there are gates on part of the walk now, according to the Irish Independent, the Bray people there. A section of the cliff walk south of Bray was fenced off in October 2021. And also there was a rock slide in October 2022. So independent.ie via the Bray people tells us that the scale of the work involved in reopening the Bray to Greystones cliff walk has finally been revealed. This is a new report for Wicklow County Council by an engineering consultancy firm. People obviously are trying to get this back open for the summer. Hopefully we get lovely weather like we're having today in Ireland. But the report has been revealed only one tender has been submitted to get the works up and going. And the contractor has done a report called the Bray to Greystones Rockfall Work Requirements. And it lists a dizzying number of conditions, provisions and specifications and draws attention to the risks and dangers involved. The report was prepared by an engineering firm. Anyone who's done the walk knows it's very narrow and very irregular path as well. And also you've got the Irish rail tracks just below. So there's an awful lot of work involved. These details were revealed by local election candidate Aaron McAlorum, who got the details. And he says that the reopening of the cliff walk seems further away than before.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, so what's the definitive timeline? We don't know that.
Reading between the lines, it's going to take an awful lot of effort to get that walk back up and running. Yeah.
What's going on in Galway?
Galway, yes.
Go on.
Galway Bio, back to Galway Bio. They have the news that teens have been spotted, marauding teens have been spotted making love at a popular swimming spot in what some are calling a new trend in Galway. Obviously, people in Galway love diving. This is a different type of acrobatics going on, though. Blackrock Diving Tower, because young lovers have been caught in the act over the past few weeks, and people in the area say that there's incidents of this every night of the week. I don't know where they get the time for this, but apparently they have the time to go to a diving tower and make love every night of the week. One dog walker. It's always dog walkers to discover
stuff like
this. Yeah, that's originally where the phrase dogging came from, is because dog walkers were the ones spotting it happening. But one dog walker One dog walker was shocked to spot youths doing the deed on the diving board, if you don't mind, while passing
on the
area.
Diving board.
Yeah.
Now, I have some familiarity with this area of Galway.
What you say?
Yeah,
here.
I know, and not for this reason, might I add.
Not the most comfortable of places.
But I'd imagine must be in full public show.
Well, it shows how strong the diving board is as well, obviously. Now, it's not the first time it's happened, because the diving spot has a reputation among locals. Another person frequently saw lewd acts when they were living opposite it. Interestingly, though, people have had a mixed reaction online to this story.
Yeah.
So one person says that your man, the male of the couple, gets 10 out of 10 for picking a romantic scenery in the background. Some nice location there.
Right.
Someone else says,
Despite the fact it's on full public show.
Yeah, and
right.
Someone else says, let them belt away. Sure, all the fish are at it in the sea too, and you're swimming through that. So if the fish are at it, shouldn't the locals be at it as well? And another says, down with that sort of thing.
So that's the reaction online to the story, yeah.
So,
well, there you go. I was obviously away at the start of the week, so I missed that story online.
Might get a few more visitors this weekend after we've said it as well.
Yeah, maybe. You've highlighted it now as a popular spot. Finally, much more clean fun in Kildare.
There is, yes. Robertstown in Kildare is a gorgeous, gorgeous village. Not that well known. Would have been more well known in the past as a big tourist attraction, but they are trying their best to revive Robertstown. It's a gorgeous area, and local people, according to the Kildare Nationalist, are trying to buy the local hotel there. A local group says it'll attempt to buy the former Grand Canal Hotel in Robertstown on behalf of the community.
Why?
Because, well, what they want to do is they want to make locals the custodians of what they say is a unique piece of national heritage once again. Now, it's up for sale for €500,000. A GoFundMe campaign was set up only on Tuesday by the Robertstown Community Amenities Association. So far it's raised, I was on it last night, about €1,800. The auction's taking place this week. I don't have an update yet on what happens, so watch this space. But it's a gorgeous building on the banks of the Grand Canal in Robertstown, dates from the 18th century. Was a hotel, then it became a barracks for the Irish Constabulary and also served as a museum space. A real historical building in Robertstown.
Yeah, but it's a far jump from 1800 to €500,000.
It is, and maybe they started a
They're
wee
waiting
bit.
For Shane Beattie to come in now with some sort of a...
I've about €5 if they want to.
After that trip to America, you're waiting a payday.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens. Guide price, €495,000.
Right.
They want
the
locals.
They
want the locals to write the next chapter in the building's history.
Listen, loads of stuff happening around the country this week. Shane Beattie from Breakfast Briefing, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.